Most of the time, we humans experience the world using our senses in more or less the same way.
For example, unless Don is colorblind...
I'm not, Yael.
Okay, so when Don and I look at a red apple, we're bound to both see a red apple. Maybe Don sees a slightly different shade of red, but basically, we're on the same page.
And if we're listening to the radio and the Beatles song Yesterday comes on, chances are we'd both recognize it.
But when it comes to smell...
We're not as alike as we may think. For example, in one study, scientists did blind smell tests and found that people detected very different odors depending on their genetic makeup.
For instance, people with one version of a gene linked to smelling found a rose-type odor to smell, well, like a rose, floral and aromatic. But people with a different version of the same gene found the odor to be vinegary and sour.
Same for odors reminiscent of apples, blue cheese, malt, and flowers generally. Depending on their gene type, the study subjects experienced these odors in very different ways.
Now, you may think that variations in smelling might have evolved according to the geographic locations of various population groups. But scientists have found that smell varies as much among individuals within a population as it does between ethnic or racial groups.
Why? That remains to be determined.
But for now, it's worth noting that what to you may smell fragrant and pleasing may not smell so nice to someone else.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.